We are here. I am back from the happiest place on earth.
From the happiest place on earth.
Yes.
With lots and lots of teenagers.
I had the joy this past week of escorting the Grand Pacer Marching Band.
How exciting is that?
All the way to Florida. They had such a great time. They marched down Main Street in the Magic Kingdom.
That's just an experience of a lifetime. How much joy did you see?
I saw tears. Like, there was some points when, you know, the band that was playing the instruments were marching and the drum, you know, core was playing their cadence. And I saw like holding back tears, and it was really, really sweet.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
I know. It is. It's core memory. Core memory.
Another
right
time
there.
To be proud of your Pacers, too. We've had a lot lately.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I know. And the basketball team played a wonderful, wonderful effort over the weekend as well. So we're just so proud of our Pacers.
We are. The library loves you, Pacers.
Well, we have a flip to our show this morning. Normally, we talk to our guests the second half of the show, but we are lucky to have our guest on the phone with us this morning. We have the one, the only, Miss Zibby Owens. Good morning, Zibby.
Now, Jenny is from here. Yeah, and so goat cheese and cherry, that's something we can proudly call our own.
Wow. Well, now I know.
So you mentioned that you'll switch hats within the course of, you know, just a couple of hours. When you come to the meet and greet, which is taking place on Thursday, April 4th, and that is around the 12 o'clock hour. It's a completely free ticket. All we ask is you go to DelawareLibraryFriends.org to get your registration for that free ticket for your sweet treat. And then you're going to be signing books for your new novel, Blank. Can you tell us a little bit about Blank?
I would love to. So this is my first published novel, but definitely not the first one I've written. But this is the first one that has made it onto the shelves.
Oh, good.
I had a memoir come out 2 years ago, so I had a test run of marketing at least. But yes, this is my first novel, and it takes place over 6 days in L.A. about a woman named Pippa Jones, a former best-selling author who can't come up with an idea for her next book, even though it's due in 5 days.
Oh, no.
And she decides, at the advice of her son, to hand it in blank as a commentary on the publishing industry. And does it even matter what's inside of a book? Is it all about the marketing? So she takes this radical step, and it turns her whole life upside down. And we see that through her relationship with her husband, her three best friends from college, her mom, and her children.
That sounds
amazing. I actually really want to read that.
Yeah. What a fun cast of characters.
It's a quick read. People read it in like 2 days, and it's very fast-paced because, as I know as a mom before, we have no time to read, so you have to keep the reader's interest.
Yes.
That's a really smart way to do things. And I think you kind of also have that mantra I've heard you say with your own publishing company as well. You want them to be fast-paced, quick reads, and also contemporary, right?
Yes, only contemporary. I feel like anything before 1976, which is when I was born, is historical fiction. So we try to do contemporary fiction. And I really hope with the books that we publish to help readers get through life with a little bit of help, feel a little less alone, think about things a little bit differently, and most of all, enjoy and have fun.
I love that. And we're both 1976 bicentennial babies. So.
Oh, amazing.
There
amazing.
Is no history before us.
Right? Exactly. We started it. The world begins with us.
Now, you have published lots of different types of books, from picture books to chapter books to nonfiction books. Do you have a favorite genre to play in, or do you really just enjoy all the different ones?
I know, I say I enjoy writing, but then I like cannot get myself to write this next book. So I'm like, do I enjoy writing? I really like nonfiction. I like writing. I have a weekly essay column on my Substack, zibbyowens.substack.com, which is late for today. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's Friday, I have to write this. So I write an essay a week on that. And that is my happy place. I've been writing essays since my first article came out in 17 Magazine when I was 16 years old.
Wow.
And I've been writing, you know, short form, personal essays from the heart, telling it like it is ever since.
You just belted my heart with 17 Magazine.
Right.
I read so many of those. I probably read your article back in the day.
I know, we just took a jump back into childhood.
You probably did. I know in bookends, I say something like, I feel like I've been writing for the same girls ever since. You know, it's just as we grow up, what are we dealing with now?
I love that.
I know. Now I know I was a fan earlier than I thought I was even a fan.
Right. Speaking of those other books, I have two in front of me. One that I got to finish because it's a picture book called Princess Charming, written by you, Zibby Owens, and illustrated by Holly Hatam. Is that how we say Holly's last name?
Hatam.
Yes, Holly awesome.
Hatam.
Yes, and it was such a beautiful story. I read it to my girls, and they very much related to our sweet little princess, who is just having kind of a rough day.
Yes, she Princess Charming can't live up to the big shadow of her big brother, who has an identity that gets revealed in the twist at the end. But this was really based on my oldest daughter, who couldn't seem to find her thing, and we realized her thing is that she just never gives up. I wanted kids to embrace that.
Molly and I were just talking about that grit and determination and like finding those characteristics. Like your thing doesn't have to be taekwondo or dancing. It can just be that part of your character that just makes you who you
exactly.
are.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes.
She is such a sweet girl. We definitely recommend Princess Charming. And then, as I was saying on our intro to the show today, I just was on a 17-hour bus ride, sometimes 20 hours.
I heard you say that.
All of us are like tipping our hats to you right now.
It was a doozy. But I brought Moms Don't Have Time to Have Kids, a timeless anthology edited by Zibby Owens along with me. And I got to make my way through that as well. So a 17-hour bus ride was the perfect time to read an anthology.
Oh, that is so great. Yes, again, short little chapters, the advice of people far more accomplished in the literary space than me. I'm so glad that it helped. That was on five different things moms didn't have time to do, which
yes.
is my two anthologies. Yes, so thanks for reading, and congratulations on surviving the Disney experience.
Thank you. Yeah, the five different things, sleep, get sick, moms don't have time to, sleep, get sick, see friends, write, and lose weight. They have little essays, like you were mentioning, in each of the subsections. And I really loved how it always took a different interpretation of what each one meant. For example, within sleep, like, you know, I'm thinking the crucial time of sleep is, of course, with newborns, but that's not what we're talking about in a lot of these stories. It was, you know, I just need to have a birthday night away to myself. I just need to sleep in the closet by myself.
You know, you never know what things will mean to different people, which is, some of the joy of when I was reading the submissions. I was like, huh, that's where she went with that.
right, exactly. Because, you know, you think my brain first goes to new moms, but this is moms of all walks of life. Absolutely. I mean, you never stop being a mom, even when your kids are, you know, you're 60 and your kids are 40.
You know, I just watched an episode last night of Modern Family, and all she wanted was sleep, a bubble bath and some sleep. And she tried to wear her kids out and make her older kid go to, you know, a party, because that craving for just one night, a bubble bath and going straight to bed. And of course, it was not happening.
Zibby, tell us a little bit about, you are on like a whirlwind tour right now to promote Blank. So tell us a little bit about some of the places you've been, some of the places you're going, and how that's been for you.
Yes, I decided to really tackle the whole country here. not just to market Blank, but I also like to talk about some of the things that the whole company is doing, not just the publishing arm, but we have reading retreats and a Zibby's book club and classes and a whole community of book lovers that has been forming over the last 5 years. So that's how I justify this massive tour. But I'm in Florida right now. I went to Palm Beach and Miami and did three events. I was in Houston, Texas, all over Connecticut, New York. I'm going to Washington, D.C., and obviously Columbus, and to Dayton, Ohio, Nashville, Maryland. I was in L.A. I'm going to San Diego and Kansas City, and I'm forgetting lots of places, but I think there are 30 stops on the tour, and Chicago and Denver. I'm trying to get to as many places as I can, and whenever I'm there, checking out the local bookstores, which is my favorite thing to do, and it's like a dream. It's a total dream, meeting all sorts of readers and getting to see fabulous bookstores and try different areas I've never even been to.
Yeah, and we'll mention again, when you're here on Thursday, April 4th, that is going to be at the North Market in Short North, not the Dublin location, and you're going to be probably surrounded by authors and librarians from all over the world, because the Public Library Association National Conference is being held But we're going to have a local bookstore on site as well with you and our friends of the library, Beanbag Books from Delaware.
We love Beanbag Books.
Yeah, so Beanbag is going to be our local book sale entity for that day. And we're really happy to see Jody and Michael come down and support our local bookstores as well.
Well, now I have to get to Beanbag Books. Now I've added it to the list of stops.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, I don't know if you're going to have time this round in Ohio, but we'll get you there at some point.
Yes, because you will have many choices here in Central Ohio for Get Lost in the Stacks bookstores.
I know.
Yeah. We do have an amazing place.
Well, actually, my whole family on my mom's side is from Ohio. My mom grew up in Dayton, so I'm very excited to be coming back to Ohio.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, welcome home.
Thank you.
Yay. Back to Ohio, where it all began, the heart of it all.
The heart of it all. I love that.
Well, this is so exciting. We're thrilled to have you come next week. We know that you live a very, very busy life and a time when you don't have time, but we're glad you made the time. And with that, we are going to let you go so that you can maybe, I don't know, get some sleep or take a bubble bath.
Bubble bath and sleep.
Well, you two are fabulous co-hosts, and I hope you two come as well. I'd love to meet you.
I will be there. I cannot wait to meet you and get some Jenny's.
Yay! Awesome. Thank you so much for the time.
We'll see you next week.
Okay, see you then.
And with that, we will take a break and we'll see you on the other half of the show.
Hello, it's John Kozik, founder and president of TurboTrack Realty, and I buy real estate as is fast for cash. Give us a call today for an all-cash offer at 614-472-000, 614-472-000. I buy vacant properties, inherited homes, divorce situations, death in the family. I even buy my tenants won't pay me the rent houses. Give us a call today for an all-cash offer at 614-472-000, 614-472-000.
Some foot issues just can't be fixed by those expensive shoe stores or shoe inserts. A foot exam from a doctor of podiatric medicine, who is the medical expert in foot and ankle care, may give solutions after doing a complete foot examination. If you suffer from foot, heel, or ankle pain, let us help you find a member of the Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association so you know you are being treated by the very best. For more information or to find a member of the Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association near you, visit ohiofoot.org.
Over 30% of the tax returns filed with the IRS will miss out on valuable credits and deductions. At USA Tax and Accounting Services, we work closely with our clients to uncover every possible tax-saving opportunity. We're a remote full-service firm located in Central Ohio, doing U.S. taxes worldwide with the best guarantee and audit protection in the industry. We help guide small businesses from startups to mature companies. Call today for a free consultation. USA Tax and Accounting Services, your trusted partner in financial success. Visit us online or call 614-924-67. That's 614-924-67.
Does your driveway need help? Then call Asphalt Help. With over 30 years of experience resurfacing driveways, roads, and parking lots. Family owned, with a reputation for delivering high quality at an affordable price.
Whether it's residential or commercial,
you can trust Asphalt Help to handle all your paving needs with precision and efficiency. Asphalt Help is a leader in seal coating, resurfacing, and road repair. Check us out at AsphaltHelpOH.com. Or call 614-547-9900 for a free estimate. Asphalt Help, paving the way.
When it's after hours and your veterinarian isn't available, but your dog or cat has a minor injury or illness and needs care, who can you turn to? The Urgent Care Service at the Ohio State Veterinary Medical Center in Dublin. Open evenings, weekends, and holidays with no appointment necessary. So if you're concerned that your pet's issue shouldn't wait until your family's vet is available, but it's not quite an emergency, visit Ohio State's Veterinary Urgent Care in Dublin, located at 5020 Bradenton Road near Tuttle Mall, or call 614-889-8070.
People from all points around enjoy the Hamburger Inn. Joanne from Colorado said on Facebook, "We flew in from Colorado and found this gem on our way home. The best bacon cheeseburgers and cinnamon rolls. Classics like the Hangover Burger, fresh cut fries, ice cold sodas, and of course, those ever popular cinnamon rolls. An institution for almost 90 years. The Hamburger Inn, 16 North Sandusky Street, downtown Delaware. Open every day from 7 a.m.
From the My96.7 Forecast Center, our Good Friday looks to be mostly sunny with a high 59. We'll have showers towards dawn overnight. We'll have increasing cloudiness and a low of 45. For the first day of the Easter holiday weekend, we'll have showers, possibly a thunderstorm Saturday. Look for a high of 64 as winds gust to 30 miles an hour. I'm Rod Tanner on the new My 96.7, 70s, 80s, and more.
It's an even 40 in the parking lot at the Ostrander Library. It's 40 degrees as well in Powell at the Liberty Branch right now. Who knew?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Mark.
I love it.
What a beautiful little reference. Mark Thingeman on the board today. Good morning, Mark.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm just providing beautiful little references.
I love having your sultry tones behind the, behind the board.
Oh, thank you. Thanks.
And of course, that's Molly Myers LeBatey as my co-host this morning, and I'm happy to be back as well.
We're happy to have you back. We missed you.
It was a good time. I mean, I'm telling you. Oh, one of the things that I didn't get to say in the front half of the show was that the kids, not only did they, this is the Grand Pacer Marching Band, who I escorted on three charter buses from Ohio to Florida over the last week. They marched down Main Street in Magic Kingdom, which is magical, of course. But the other thing that they did is they got a behind-the-scenes music-making workshop in Hollywood Studios.
Oh, wow.
So, now, they had to wake up at the crack of dawn. They were up at 5 a.m., and they were in the park by, like, 6 or 6:30. Wow. And then they met with a music technician who actually worked with them for 2.5 hours, teaching them skills with their instruments. They did warm-ups with, like, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh, they're never going to forget
all of this Disney music. And then the culmination of that entire workshop, which is so cool, is that they actually will work on one specific piece of music from a Disney film, mm-hmm. and then that person will, that technician who's working with them, will get them up to the pace and the speed of how it's actually played in the movie,
yeah.
and then they will underscore the movie. And mm-hmm. so at the end, they will get a DVD of the scene, which they did Moana. Mm-hmm. So they will get a DVD of the scene in Moana with their music and Disney's animation combined together. It is very, very cool.
Wow.
So it's just a time of a lifetime.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm so excited for them because those are the kind of things, like, I still remember those, you know, one-off experiences that I got to have as a high schooler. It still influences me today. And just mm-hmm. to think what all these Delaware kids are bringing back and sharing and where this is going to take them.
Yeah.
Who knows who was inspired to do what this week?
Right. Exactly. Like, who's going to be our little Imagineers who are going to, you know, make their way back there and design the next roller coaster or, you know.
I bet you're going to have a lot now.
Yeah. Or do all this. Speaking of roller coasters, I have not.
There is such a sigh on that.
It was like an amazing, oh my gosh, life changing. We went to, our final day was at Orlando, Universal Studios of Orlando, Florida. And we got park hopper so we could go back and forth between the two parks. There is a brand new roller coaster there that is called the Velocicoaster. It's based on the theming of the Jurassic Park movies. And you're kind of like going on a chase with the Velociraptors. It is quite possibly the best roller coaster I have ever ridden in my life.
Now, I prefer story coasters.
Yes.
The kind that don't have the big drops where we start going over the edge and I look at Lloyd and I say, I'm regretting this right now.
Yeah.
I kind of don't want to do it as we drop. And then he's like, every time makes me feel guilty. Every time. You are an adult. You can say no.
It's so smooth. This coaster, you start and you're in your little beginning. And then it immediately, like 0 to 50, propulses you right into the ride. And then there's another time where you slow down a little bit and then you go even faster after that propulsion, like that second time as well. You literally dangle upside down, like you're hung upside down for several, like for maybe 100 feet or so. Amazing. I just,
are there like dinosaurs all over the place too?
Yeah. Well, you're racing the raptors.
Okay.
So, I mean, it was like, if you're a roller coaster person and this doesn't terrify you, hearing me talk about this, make your way to Florida, ride this thing. If you can't make your way to Florida, go up to Cedar Point. It's a good time too. So,
oh yeah. Kings Island. I'm going to give them a shout out.
Kings Island's good too.
They have some good coasters there.
Yeah. Let's talk books.
Let's talk books.
It's time for books. What did you read this week, Molly?
So I needed something that was going to kind of lift me up this week. So as many of you know, I come from Chesapeake, Ohio, which is right on the river between Huntington, West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
So the bridge story happening where, you know, a bridge has collapsed.
Yes.
And me, I understand that on the level of those communities on either side.
Yes.
And it's the loss of life, but it's also how do you get to work? And it's just kind of been hanging on me this week.
Mm-hmm.
And so at our Liberty Branch, we have a wonderful youth services manager, Luke Bentley, and he had a book that he let me take home called Catwad by Jim Benton. Now, you might know Jim Benton for some of his children books, Dear Dumb Diary, Franny K. Stein, Happy Bunny, Victor Schmud. So these are books that when I was a children's librarian, I absolutely loved for kids. They're silly, they're funny, they're ridiculous, and this book is just as great. So Catwad is this gray, grumpy cat. And his best friend is Blurp, who is this cheery, perky, everything's great cat. And it's sort of their interactions of joy and sadness. The whole book starts out with Blurp saying, you know what? I love love. I love everything. And that's when Catwad jumps in and he's like, but do you love hate?
Oh.
And that really pauses Blurp for a second. But do I love hatred? Do I love... And he ends up, he does love hatred. Which kind of makes Catwad love Blurp a little bit. And Catwad didn't want to love anything. Mm-hmm. He's a very, very angry cat. The whole thing is sort of you seen through Catwad. Now, I'm sure this is me, the adult, looking a little closer. But how much Catwad needs Blurp in his life. But it is just a bunch of silliness. This is... Captain Underpants humor. This is for beginning readers, though, who are, you're trying to build their confidence. They're short lines. It's written in a graphic novel form, so they're comic books, short lines, little paragraphs. The illustrations really help you see what's happening. Lots of blank spaces without words so that the kids can just see the story. If you need a giggle, this just, I sat and giggled and giggled and giggled as I read this. So thank you, Luke, for letting me borrow your copy of Catwad by Jim Benton. Really, really appreciate it. Really, really needed it this week. And I left just grinning. And I'm really sad my nieces and nephews are all probably too old for this. They're still going to probably have to read it.
Tough cookies, kiddos. You still got to read it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, what have you managed with your 17, 20 hours? Tell us more about your book.
It was really the Moms Don't Have Time to Have Kids anthology. And then I did do a little bit of listening as well, but that was back to my smutty romances.
You know, I love those.
We're going to let the readers take a break from that.
We are romance reader friendly on this show, though. I just want that known throughout Delaware. We do not judge.
No.
And we show you how much we love you.
Well, and now that I've found a series that I like as well, like I'm going to stick with it. I was checking in to see how many are in this Dark Olympus series by Katie Roberts, which I've been reading. And there's, I think, 7 or 8. And I think I'm on about 5 now.
Yeah.
So I'm probably going to see it through to the end. It's been a long time since I've done a series. The other thing that I'm doing as well is I am reading through Matilda with my daughter. So she's in 3rd grade, and Dahl was one of my favorite authors when I was a kid. And so I've decided that now is the time that we need to start getting Dahl
in her life. It's like a rite of passage. Mm-hmm. Matilda is a rite of passage.
Yeah, and we're trying to, so my oldest and youngest, they share a bedroom as well, but my youngest very much requires sleep, and my oldest not so much. So we're trying to even kind of like split the bedtimes up a little bit to get the youngest to sleep. But then while daddy is doing that, I get to be with the oldest and we read a chapter or two. And I find myself even like being, we'll get to the end of a chapter and I'm like, I think we need one more, right? Oh. She's like, yeah, I think we do too. But Dahl, he has some big words in those books. So, I mean, even 3rd grade, I'm like, okay, you might need a little help from mom and dad in that kind of setting, too. And I'll even look at her and I'll be like, do you know what that one means? And she's like, not a clue.
You know, I still remember sitting on the couch at night because mom always made one-on-one time for all three of us. Mm-hmm. Just the feeling of sitting next to her and her reading aloud to us.
Yeah, I have great memories of, especially if I had assigned reading as a child, it especially was a book that I didn't like.
Yeah.
I remember vividly there was a book that was assigned. It was called The Egypt Game.
I love The Egypt Game.
I hated it. I couldn't get into it. There was something about it that I just was not here for. And so my mom was like, well, you have to read it. So I will read it to you. And I was like, fine. But it has become a fond memory because of that time.
I think my mom would get me through the spelling words by reading to me at night. Mm-hmm. I think that was our special crossover there. Is if you get through these spelling words, because I am a notoriously bad speller to this day, but she got me through those, and then I got rewarded with those chapters, and it was just beautiful.
Yeah. So I did a little bit of Moms Don't Have Time to Have Kids. I really did like this time about sleeping and talking about, you know, just kind of like what sleep means in different stages of your life and, you know, how sleep is important and how that we can, you know, kind of give it as a gift to our partners and to our friends and different things like that. And then the smutty romances and then a little Matilda while I was rekindling with my children who were mad that I abandoned them to oversee 100 children going to Disney. So it was a good time. But what I will say is we've got a handful of events that are coming up. We're going to be pretty light as far as things go this week because a lot of our librarians are going to that PLA
conference. Yes, I'm so excited.
We are closed on Sunday. Happy Easter.
Happy Good Friday today. Oh my goodness. It is just moving so quickly. I still feel like that's all a week away. It's not. Today is Good Friday.
Today is Good Friday. Sunday is Easter. We're always closed on Sundays anyway, but we will be closed Easter Sunday. Next week, all of our story times are happening as usual. We've still got some Dungeons and Dragons happening. But Monday, April 1st, is kind of one of our final programs, the Something Day Resistance.
We need Hannah back. Mark, she can speak French.
Hannah. Yeah, what
Where's
is it?
French?
you're like, I don't know. It's called the Total Eclipse of the Heart Dance Party.
Oh my gosh, so I cannot wait for that because this is coming so fast.
Yeah, that's coming on Monday, April 1st, 1 week before the eclipse.
Yes.
It's 11 a.m. It's at our Orange Branch Library. It's a toddler and preschool dance party, but it's going to have some fun music.
It's going to have some really fun music, and our librarians are so excited that, I mean, I just want to go and watch them with the kids because that is magic.
Yeah, super, super nerding out about it. They're having such a good time. So that's one special story time that we have happening next week. Our Ostrander Book Club is still happening next week. They're talking about Empress of the Nile by Lynn Olson. That's going to be on Wednesday at 11 a.m.
And you heard about that last week from Hannah. That was fantastic.
Oh, she gave a book talk
She did. It's fantastic.
Good. I was excited about that choice. Our Maker Studio is back open.
Yes, it is.
So we are excited. We've got our new staff members in there. And
they can't wait to get going.
Yeah, and we've got all the classes happening on our regular Wednesdays. So, you know, if there's anything that you want to see happening, go to www.delawarelibrary.org. Don't forget about the visit with Zibby coming up on the 4th. That you can get your free ticket for at delawarelibraryfriends.org. It's going to be so much fun.
It's going to be a great day.
Yeah. All right, we got to go. Thank you for hanging out with us this morning. Thank you, Molly.
Thank you always, Nicole.
Thank you, Mark.
This show is your piece de resistance.
That's it.
There you go.
Au revoir, mademoiselle.
Thank you for being here today, Mark. Just for that, you have saved us.
Thank you.
And thank you to our earlier visit from Ms. Zibby Owens. And until next week, we will see you in the stacks.
Thanks for listening to Off the Shelf, sponsored by Helpline of Delaware and Morrow County, and by Beanbag Books. Join us again next Friday morning at 9 o'clock, right here on My 96.7.